Let's do something that you guys brought up in our meeting, and I wasn't aware of this at all, that it ever happened in the history of the ticket.
Yes. So this is something Jake giggles about quite a bit. This is a time very early in the history of the Bob and Dan show. So a long, long, long time ago, when the Musers would go on vacation, they thought, hey, let's get Bob and Dan a little morning drive run. And because Gordon was Gordon, he would be out of vacation when the Musers weren't. Like, I think he was backpacking through Europe or whatever, finding himself. And so it was the very odd year 2000 week with Gordon and new Bob and Dan. Okay?
Yeah.
And so we're super excited because we're going to get to work with a Beatle here or something, right? This is Gordon. And what then transpired was a week of Gordon, I think, testing our ability to deal with him, probably.
The entire week, like it was relentless?
Yes, to a point where, to my knowledge, we've never been put back together again.
Yeah.
Like this was the last time. Like Bruce heard the week and said, okay, we're not going to ask you guys to fill in with Gordon again. And for some reason, that audio got saved. So in this 25th anniversary of the ticket, where everyone's voting the best moments in ticket history, this one is rightfully not on the list.
I don't know.
This one is a segment that happened and no one really talked about it again. I'm sure Gordon didn't think twice about it.
Do you think remembers this?
No.
There's no way.
No way.
I'm positive he doesn't. But Bob and Dan were so traumatized by it that, A, one of us thought we should maybe keep it to prove to anyone why our career ended. But, B, to never touch it again and never play it again because it's too painful. But I thought today was a good day, some 18 years later, to see if it's as bad as I remember, okay? But understand, when he's filling in with us, we're supposed to do the meat of the show. He'll show up for Muse in the News in Gordo's Corner, and then that will be a great oasis, and then the P1s will hear Gordon, and maybe they'll start liking us because they like Gordon, right? Well, what if he does Muse in the News but doesn't want to do it and doesn't really do it? So I wanted to play for you guys. For the very first time in ticket history since it happened in August of the year 2000, here is Gordon with a very young and surely lacking confidence Bob and Dan radio show.
Real quick here. You've heard this.
Yeah, it's been a little while, but TC and I used to listen to it all the time.
Jerks.
Yeah, we're bad. TC has more audio than just about anybody I know, and a lot of it is awesome to hear you guys at the beginning because one, it's cool just to hear you then, and you're really good then, but it's also encouraging because you're like, man, some of this stuff sucks.
Yeah, these guys suck too.
Maybe there's hope.
So here we are trying to get Gordon to like us and Gordon letting us know that he's only here because he mistakenly ran out of vacation. Here's how it started. Oh, this first part, it's pretty funny how all the boxcars run into each other here, and we probably did something right away that made Gordon upset. And when I say we, I mean Dan. So here we go. Muse in the News with everyone's friend.
Sponsorship D&M.
Brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing, where you can get a new car and save money.
You can give the sponsorship, can't you?
No, Craig gives it.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's right. Frank Para conflict.
Yeah, I'm sure D&M just appreciated you mentioning.
Well, you think D&M Auto Leasing isn't aware that there are other car dealers out there?
But they paid for this time.
Well, that's why
they didn't pay for this time for you to say the many different dealerships that they may be aware of.
Well, then let's make it right by
starting again.
By really, really persuading you to get a new car and save money.
All right, pause it there. Oh, my God.
This is not going well.
Oh, my God.
Bob is trying so hard.
Like, how much trouble will we get in for that? when you mention their direct competitor.
Another car dealer. Yeah, well, they're... Oh, my God.
And Dan is not backing down. He's pretty sure Gordon's all uptight.
Yeah, but they paid for this time.
All right, let's carry on here. Bye, please. Now here's me from the news.
I don't want to really persuade anybody.
Is that the right number?
3-5 lease?
Is it?
Sure.
I'm not going to persuade anybody.
Right. Just read the sponsorship. You don't need to persuade anyone.
D&M leasing is, it's out there. It's a choice.
D&M can persuade
them. I want to fervently persuade you.
It's one of the top.
Wow. Well, that's bold.
It's one of the top two. That's the bog down alert.
Okay, so we're off to a real bumpy start.
Wow.
And,
the bog down alert.
Looking back, he might have had a reason or two to be on his guard. But let's continue and see how well he delivers the news that day with his not friends, Bob and Dan. Here we go.
All right, we're going to have a brief muse in the news today where we get back to sports.
No. I want a lengthy one. I want the dance remix.
No. We're just going to read headlines. Clinton commutes women's sentences. Rosie Perez's mom dying of AIDS.
Really?
Tell us more about that one.
Is that it?
Study.
Oh, wow.
Many rapists were thieves first.
What'd they steal?
Youth hockey player's dad charged in killing at rink.
We have that.
Yeah, Bob was telling me about that already.
It's a wild one.
Really?
All right, perfect.
Available internet addresses getting scarce, people.
I want to know more about that one.
Ironic.
All you got to do is put an underscore in between your name.
Researchers holding firm on handshakes. Sounds like it could be an interesting story. I don't know exactly what it's
doesn't
about
really
by the title.
Doesn't sound that interesting at all.
And finally, scary movie tops box office this weekend.
You know, I saw a movie yesterday.
We're almost finished. Oh. News correspondent David Brinkley is 80.
No, I don't want to do birthdays.
Eunice Kennedy Shriver is 79. Jake LaMotta, 79. And folk singer Arlo Guthrie, 53. And actress Jessica Simpson is 20. Right.
Birthdays are in my later.
Listen, you can cheat us, Bob and Dan.
Yeah.
But you cannot cheat those P1s out there. They
I want to talk David Segee.
No. They wake up.
You think the Rangers need new pitching?
Why is he doing this?
Oh, my goodness.
Not only...
I have theories of which I'm not at liberty to expound upon, but...
David Segee.
You're at liberty to expound upon anything you want, sir. Like, why... If you have theories, I'd love to hear them, but I would simply say that I was terrified my career was ending live on the radio.
I think typically the new bully's bit... Or the bully is to size the new kid up and see how far can I push them? Are they a threat? And if I can just continue to do this and say, no, it's all about you. You're the new, you're great, right? You're a sports guy. Heard a lot about you. Sports guy?
Yeah.
Talk some David Segee. We'll do that.
Yeah, that's accurate.
We'll do a short muse in the news and get back to you because you're hot S, right? That's what I've heard. So show me. And Dan is trying so hard to give commentary, which amounts to, that's a wild one.
I read that story.
I saw a movie.
Yeah.
Hold on. We're not done.
All right. Sure. They do.
Is it time to deal?
I'm hungry.
Come on.
Let's go to one of the exciting
stories.
Stop
cheating, everyone.
Any story except anyone. The handshake story.
I want to hear about the websites.
Huh?
I want to hear about the domain names.
What about them?
I want to hear about the dead guy.
So Dan's eating now.
Of course. What's that one?
The hockey dad.
Good.
All right.
Boy, this is so sad.
What?
It's only Monday.
Let's take calls. Gordon. Yeah, let's take calls. Hey, what's up?
Is it too early to miss Dunham and Miller?
No.
It's never
you can
too
miss
early,
them anytime
sir.
You want to. Hi, you're on the ticket.
That's always encouraging.
Get that guy off in the morning. He'll kill us all before we're finished.
The over...
Turn it, Dan.
The overfinished turn it damn mouth?
So we're doing well, right?
Oh,
my goodness.
God.
Okay, now, I do want to say there's a little bit of comedy in here. In fact, a lot of it. And maybe everyone else was loving it, but again, this gives me the sweats even
like
18
dying.
Years later. Yeah, it was horrible. It was. I remember driving home thinking, man, I hope Lynchburg still has my job or something. You know, I mean, it's just it was a very, very bad experience.
And the thing is that... You know, this is Gordon's shift. It's his show.
Oh, yeah.
That he's sabotaging.
Yeah.
But he sort of views you guys as cheapening it and sullying it.
Just by being on the station.
Right.
Like, we're not musketeers. We weren't in the cool club. So let's go back once again to August of 2000, the last time Gordon was ever left to fill in with Bob and Dan. and our train wreck Muse in the News. Here's cut three.
I can't believe you're doing this. I was looking forward to Muse in the News.
Yes, I was too.
You know,
what's the matter with you?
Some wacky stories. There it is.
Boy, you guys should not do this.
Yeah, the rooster.
It is way too early. Okay, I edited it out improperly, but somebody said, call George, he'll make Gordon do news. So now George is
call Dad.
George is asleep at home, and now it is time to call George during Muse in the News to wake him up and tell him Gordon's not playing.
There it is.
Boy, you guys should not do this.
Yeah, the rooster.
It is way too early to bother him.
It's excruciating.
Yes. I missed something from this.
Same here.
I didn't dial.
Hello?
Hi, is George there, please?
Yes, he's there.
I think that's Brent.
Poor kid. Trying to be home with Papa Bear for a morning.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
Hello?
He hung up.
I think he hung up.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Do you think he was trying to sound tired, or do you think he really was asleep?
I don't know.
You think his kid would just wake him up?
Oh, God.
Whooping
marshmallow.
I think it's important. I mean, if someone calls us early, they think it maybe some kind of emergency. Health crisis.
What about that dad that killed the other dad?
George, I'm
that
so
sounded like a good story.
I'm so sorry, George. I had no intention of allowing them to call you.
Look at me. I'm not over by the phones. It's Dan McDowell.
How are you taking calls?
We're
then?
Done with Muse in the News. Give us some
no,
sports
we're not.
Music. Play ESPN Sports Center.
Was it like 7:20?
I want to talk David Segee.
Oh, yeah. This is right in the prime real estate of Muse in the News.
Who's producing at this point? Is this a Fernando?
Gordon. I mean, who knows, right?
LeBron.
Like they're going to tell Gordon to start being Gordon again?
This isn't your vacation.
You just ruined a 15-minute segment.
Well,
it's
unruined. I gave you the headlines. Told you what was up.
Yeah, no, you didn't tell me what was
up. That's great.
You teased me for what was up. I still haven't seen that stupid play again.
I know. I don't think they're going to replay it. So now I agree with Bob on that play because they didn't replay it. So I agree with him now.
Gordon, yeah, doesn't come on. Give us stories.
That's my favorite
I gave
part.
You the stories.
No, you
guys were all
you're
into...
You're not on vacation.
When I said, I'll just give you the headlines, that was a real good idea to you guys.
Well, I was looking forward to work with the self-proclaimed
King of
Gordo.
All... Now, self-proclaimed King of All Hypotheticals.
The Great Gordo. The quote, great quote,
what about
Gordo.
Let's downgrade. Let's go to the mediocre or the average Gordo or the run-of-the-mill Gordo.
A little above average, right? Cut above?
Okay, and now the big finish, if you guys can handle 30 more seconds.
Okay.
What is up?
Come on! News
what?
Stories! Okay, I've got credentials here, moron.
Okay. Well, what are they?
Why are you doing this? I want to know about domain names and Rosie Perez's mom.
It's time for the ticker.
Next! You can't mail
it. If you want to do Muse in the News next, we'll do it next.
You better be serious.
Let's do it. Hit the ticker music.
Okay, on the ticket. The ticket. And that's how the segment ended. So
oh
your
God.
Obvious question is, did they actually trust him enough to go back to do Muse in the News a second segment and then get burned again the exact same way? And unfortunately, I don't remember.
I don't think you did.
You think we got back to David Segee?
Yeah, and getting some pitch in.
Dude, that is brutal. Wow.
I don't know if I could have made that segment. I probably would have walked out.
Yeah.
We've never revisited this audio until this morning, guys, and I don't know that I feel better about it. But
so you don't think Gordon has no memory of this?
No
None.
Chance.
No
Zero.
No chance.
And you're on the phone with, like, I just want to know post-show if you're both thinking, you know what, let's just call it a career year.
Like, we have to do a whole week for this guy? This was Monday.
Did it get better?
It had to have gotten better, and I assume Bruce might have had,
someone
had
said
a word.
Something to Gordon.
Yes,
yeah.
I think. But wow, that's a traumatic moment in my past that I've hidden for far too long. So a little therapy with you boys this morning.
That's great.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Was it great?